Hello, everybody. Today's date is December 27, 2015. My name is Cheryl Nocera, and I'm making a podcast. The podcast that I'm making is about a journey that I've been on, which is what made me start the podcast. Why are so many people broken? Some of it's through no fault of our own, and some of it is fault of our own. So I've been on this quest finding out where I've went wrong or if I did anything wrong, why my life just doesn't seem to change. I work a lot. I'm always accommodating in both jobs. I do the best that I can do in both jobs, and for some reason in life, I just don't get ahead. I just kind of stay like in a limbo. And anyway, so something that recently came, it was the weirdest thing. During a day I was feeling really down, which was Christmas Day, I got this email. And if anybody knows anything about numerology, they say that your life is very connected to numbers. So one of the numbers was a karmic number, meaning that the karma is your life path. And basically what you do is you take the day of your month. So say you were born as me, September 18th. You would take the 18th and you would minus 1. So 18 minus 1 equals 17. And then you would add 1 and 7, and that would be my karma number, which is 8. So when I looked up 8, what that meant, it basically was saying that in my past life, if anybody believes in it, which I do, because I've been told before in stones that I've had read in different things, that I have an old soul, which is why some things that to some people, like, wow, I never knew that. And then to, like, me, I'll be like, yeah, well, that just makes sense. And a lot of things don't make sense to me. So it's kind of abnormal that something would be so common to me and not to others. But anyway, putting that aside, I understand people's feelings a lot better than others can. I can relate to things that most people don't, like other people want to say somebody's a monster, for example, or that somebody is just a rude, ignorant person when they don't really know what somebody's hiding behind. And it's easier to just say that that person's a miserable person, or to say that maybe that person, you know, you don't want to be associated with them, when in reality what they're really doing is just hiding behind something that they don't like, or about themselves, or they feel awkward or uncomfortable. We just never really know. And you can't, you know, like I said, this year was my 1 year that, you know, as much as I try, and it's still hard to this day, is trying not to judge people. And, you know, I've always understand when somebody, you know, all of a sudden starts yelling at me, or maybe somebody who's rude to me at the moment, and you know that they don't really mean it. And, you know, sometimes it's easier than others, I'm not going to lie. And depending on who the person is that is coming from. But everybody has a bad day, and that's just the way it is. Anyway, so enough of that. So basically I have an old soul, which means that I've been alive multiple times. And I've had visions of, I can't even imagine what I've had visions on. And for it to be me, who's, I'm not really a religious person. I believe in God. I believe in the universe. I do not 100% believe in a lot of what we're told in religion. And that's not to discount me. I'm just saying that that's just me. I do believe in there's good in this world. There's bad in this world. I wish that we could change the bad. I've always prayed that we could. But in reality, some things can't be fixed. But anyway, visions that I've had in my past, I could be like all of a sudden just laying down, just closing my eyes, meditating. And all of a sudden I have a vision of me being in like underground in what I would say a place in the Middle East. because the ground, people were walking in bare feet, and this is like an era that's not even of ours. People were wearing like these like kind of robe type things. And it was dirt. It wasn't like streets like we have here. And I wouldn't really know, and I could even smell. Believe it or not, at that time, I can even smell when I have these visions. One of them was me actually being underground, and I was looking and secretly looking because I was afraid to come out. Now, I don't know what I was running from, but apparently I was running from something. And anyway, getting back to that. So yes, I believe that I've been alive multiple times, and for one of those reasons, I was in the Middle East. It's some place, and I can't tell you where, because I don't know. Anyway, so, and actually, just to get back to that, it was robes. It wasn't so much like people wearing veils. Like, they had like these, like I said, this is like going back to like, I'd say, before Christ era, you know, where people wore the things over their heads, and, you know, they had those little robe things. That's what I saw when I was in this meditation mode. And so anyway, basically it's saying that my life is the way it is because something I've done in the past. Now, I might have only done it once. I might have done it multiple times. And if you knew the way I was now, you would say, that can't be possible. And I was just had a conversation with one of my friends earlier, and I said, I don't understand it. I would imagine if you had a past life, you would be the same person, because I know that I've had my past life, or, you know, somewhat told to me. And it wasn't a case that I was abusive or anything. They said that I pretty much did what I do now. I'm an educator. I did healing. I don't do that. But back then, whatever that was. And I don't really remember anybody ever saying I had money. But yet, in this other thing I was just reading, they were saying that I had money and I abused it somehow. So that's what I'm paying for now. Now, I don't know if it's true. Obviously, I can't prove it either way. Because I'd really have to have someone walk me through that. But basically, the reason why I'm saying this is because your past will come back and bite you. One way or another. Whether it's now past, like I've done some things in the past in this lifetime that I am definitely not proud of. And I think I've made amends multiple times over and over again. But that doesn't mean that I have. Now, if I have that and whatever's in the past, you know, my real past and past lives, then that could be the probability of why things don't change. And I do believe that we all have a lesson in life to learn. And, you know, I think life is a learning process. I think for anybody, it doesn't matter who you are, I don't care if you're the richest person in the world. Life is a learning process. You're going to do bad things. You're going to do good things. You're going to do not so okay things. And then eventually you're going to change that, hopefully. And it's just knowing what you've done wrong and then how to, you know, create that. That pathway to fix it. So I just want to read you something that I came across on the internet in my search, and hold on, I just want to grab it really quick. Again, I'm not sure what exactly I've done, you know what I mean, in the past, so it's going to be really hard for me to say, but these are some things that you can do. You can try to find out what you've done in your past, and that would be through a deep meditation, and it would also be through some guidance, because if you don't have any guidance of somebody helping you, you're really not going to know what to do. And there was this one website I looked up, and it was saying things you could do to change. And one of the things, like I said, is saying, knowing what you've done, trying to do some deep research in your soul, because basically your soul is your soul. And even though you're born into a different body and a different brain, there's some scarring on your soul and some memorization there. It's just how to tap into it. And then, once you find out what you've done, then trying to repair that in this lifetime. And that way, when you get to the next lifetime, you can, you know, live a life, a normal life, like the rest of the world. You know, I'm a little strange. I'm a musician. I write my own songs, and I'm very good at it. And although, you know, when I was a teenager, obviously I wanted to be the next famous rock star, and that never happened. And, you know, there was things in my life that changed that. And now I work with children, and I write songs with them. And when I see how excited they get when they sing my songs, to me, there's nothing more rewarding. And it's not so much about the money. I would like to put something out there, because for me, you know, it's another accomplishment, just like my writing. I do writing. I wrote for a magazine. You don't make much, but, you know, it's still something for somebody to read. Now, I didn't write stuff like what you would see read in a regular magazine. I do paranormal investigations, so that's what I wrote about. But I didn't write about it in a way that would freak somebody out. I actually started writing out, you know, to let people know, you know, these are things you can do. Or if you see something like this, you know, you may have something with you. And we all know that, whether you want to admit it or not, there is always something around you. Whether it's a guardian angel, whether it's some spirit that lingered on, it doesn't matter. But we all know that there's something there, whether you admit to it or not. I just started working at a job a couple years back, and I think it was like the first week I was there, something happened. And I was so glad there was another teacher in the room with me, because I said, there's like no way I can explain this without somebody thinking I'm insane with the situation that had happened. And anyway, things just kind of progressed from there. And now it's like everybody in the center, and it's not me. It had nothing to do with me. This thing was there long before I was. There's all kinds of, like they say, you know, they see the little infants looking at people. They don't know what. Kids will point out of nowhere to something. And I've seen it. We've all seen it. Things will move in a classroom. No one knows how. Well, things like that. And it doesn't mean that it's unsafe. It just means that there's something there, and, you know, who knows why. I mean, we're not the first ones to live on this earth. Maybe where that building was built, it was something. Who knows? But anyway, so these are things that I write about. I don't write about, you know, the next pop thing, or I'm not creative like that. I do sometimes do interviews, but again, I do it for, you know, so somebody can get something out of it. Not so much for me. So it's like, you know, 5 years ago, I started doing a lot of photography when I first left one of my jobs while I was writing my thesis. And I remember a man who, you know, whatever his turmoil was in his life, it was pretty bad. And I remember him sending me a message on Facebook and saying, thank you very much for the nice writings that you write and the beautiful photography you share, because it just brightens up my day. And from that point on, I just really liked and enjoyed helping people. And now I didn't really talk to this person on the phone. It was nothing like that. But somehow or another, my work helped somebody. When I wrote, it helped somebody. I'd get a lot of feedback from that. You know, there's a lot of times people don't know what's going on. You know, Maybe, and that's why I started this podcast, to help people out. So now I'm on this journey to figure out what I did in my past life. And if anybody else wants to look into it, you're more than welcome to as well. Look into your own life. Maybe if you know somebody that has some information, I will be sharing information as I find out. But anyway, so I went into Google and I looked up past life karma, and then how can you change your karma, and just take it from there. And again, my name is Cheryl Nocera, and the name of my podcast, or Why Are So Many People Broken. I will try to once a week make these podcasts. I know I say this all the time, but I think I'm going to be home a little bit more often. So anyway, thank you for listening, and have a great day. Happy New Year.